was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Levels that it's being used, the Treasury. Does everybody understand what a birth certificate is? What is the possible reason for filing a birth certificate? For filing, for mom submitting an application for a certificate of live birth? Isn't that a request for some sort of privilege? Why else would you do it? Because when she files that application, she just as easily could have signed your name into the family Bible and been done with it. Why didn't she? We'll answer that question after a short break. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and this is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Bye-bye. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's always my pleasure to have you join me. It's a real honor to be in this position, believe me. I understand that, and I understand the responsibility that it entails. Speaking of responsibility, I'd like to mention Notary Depot. We had a little bit of a feisty discussion last Saturday or Sunday about notary process, and it's clear that if you're going to attempt administrative process, it needs to be done through a notary, and not just any notary, but a notary who knows how to do it, a notary who knows how to suggest ways that you won't get yourself and herself or himself in trouble. In other words, the notary has to function within a capacity wholly in accord with the statutes by which the notary is authorized, but yet recognized by the public for certain functions. Excuse me. And also, the notary should be familiar with BIC process if you're going to be attempting commercial remedies in this manner. And the place to find such a notary is Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com, and just send them an email with a subject line that says, need a notary, or how the hell can I find a notary? They'll like that. And mention your state, and I'm sure they'll get back to you. So, that said,
we were discussing very briefly as part of a summary judgment, the BC bond. You know, when I lecture at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference / retreat, excuse me, we start off by basically laying down the parameters and the protocols for utilizing BIC instruments. But it's your understanding that I covet, not your adherence. You can do it. I'm sure there are an infinite number of ways to make payment under public policy. How you choose to do it is what makes it your protocol, your policy, not mine, not someone else's. And so if you choose to route something through something else, fine, just know what you're doing and why you're doing it. You don't want to make the Department of Trustee a drawee on the account, as was done for years. But you might want to make a deposit into the Department of Treasury that you're drawing against, a particular instrument that you're drawing against. And so we have been doing that using indemnity bonds, but also using that brilliant birth certificate bond that Winston Shrout invented and developed. It has many different titles. The version that I've perfected for my use is called a non-negotiable unlimited private bond for set-off. Just a slight alteration on the original name. And I'll tell you, it looks very fancy. The border on it alone is 5.6 megs. The text is about 10K. So you can route a promissory note through that if you'd like. And if time is short and you have one on file, by all means, you just have to understand the principles behind it. And that's what was being said in this paragraph here, that the instrument is drawn against non-negotiable unlimited private bond for set-off number, whatever, on deposit with Henry M. Paulson, Secretary of the United States Treasury, in parenthesis, holder in due course, in his capacity as trustee for the above-noted defendant and third-party defendants. And we're going to call them from now on just defendants. Next paragraph. Pursuant to the above, it's a fact that intervener is paramount creditor to this action. In parenthesis, exhibits A and B. Now, notice that was an averment, not a negative averment, as is the next paragraph, which says this matter is settled to the complete satisfaction of all parties of interest. In this case, those were averments. And I'll bet if we lined up 100 people and said, you want to take a guess why, very few would come up with it. But it's intuitively obvious that if I love using a averment, and I think it has a much more telling effect because it doesn't put us in a position of submitting to a jurisdiction in a fashion that might not be advantageous to us, then why would I use an averment? That's because there was no certificate of performance. Excuse me, of non-performance or non-payment here. This pleading is going in prior to the administrative remedy being completed. Now, that's not a great idea, folks, because all you want to do is take in by negative averment the private agreement. That's it. We had no choice here. So this fellow is taking in a petition for summary judgment, which is going to be based upon something else. And what's the only other thing it could be based upon? The settlement that the BC bond is already in place settling all accounts. So in that case, probably there should have been a statement added to this that said there is no evidence of a defect in non-negotiable, unlimited, private bond for set-off number, whatever. And that's why it pays to have a little extra time to put things like this together so you can put them down for a day or two, come back to them with a fresh mind, and analyze exactly what you're doing. But you get the idea here. that this isn't a very complicated document to put together. Now, what is summary judgment? Summary judgment is a judgment based upon the evidence being so overwhelming that there's no point in discussing the facts of the case. Yes, this is really about the facts. How many times have we said, let's not get into the facts of the case? We don't want to talk about those facts. We don't want to give any weight to your nonsense argument since we've already settled the case. Also, because we're a creditor, we're the supreme creditor to the debtor, and so whatever the outcome, the money belongs to me anyway. It's coming back to me. So let's just get this nonsense out of the way. In this case, there was a little more that was necessary, and I just wanted to read you enough so you get the idea. And the relief that he's asking for is not something that is impossible for the petitioned party to deliver. You ask a judge to throw the attorney in jail and do this and do that. I can tell you this, you've emboldened them as opposed to recruited them for your purposes, because it's something they can't do and they won't do. But this is a very simple request for relief that says all they want is a declarative judgment within 10 days, which is wholly consistent with the private settlement. In fact, that's all that had to be said here, with the private settlement in evidence and findings in fact and conclusions of the law of the contract. Well, that's being added just in case he goes against the evidence, in which case he wouldn't give them to you anyway, but at least you put in this pleading and then you can springboard off of that if you want. And this order asks for the relief to include a global correction of all public records, including, without limitation, this court's accounting of that case. Now, isn't that a nice, colorable way to say it? We're not demanding X amount of dollars or payment on the note or anything like that. Just correct the records to be consistent with the private settlement. Number two, enforce all verified security interests and perfected maritime liens. Now imagine if you had a perfected maritime lien. That one little phrase would sum it all up. That's all you want, is enforce all liens in this court, not just mine, any others. Number three, return all overage to me, and that can be in the form of, you know, a wire transfer, or money order, gold, silver, anything that will provide the funds. I'm not thrilled with a money order. Anything you have to endorse on the back transfers the liability to you, when all you really want are the funds. And also, a return of the overage could come in the form of a settlement statement of equivalent value. So, we didn't ask for a lot here. It's very possible a judge could sign off on this. Understand the public mindset if one is going to go in as a plaintiff. And then there are just a few other follow-up paragraphs about it being res judicata and stare decisis, and a time limit for all the parties to comply with the order. And in the event that they don't comply, then we need that show cause order that we spoke about in the heading, such that they would be exhibiting a complete accounting of the books and off-balance sheet records regarding this case. And also they should show cause. They should have the opportunity to show cause why they should not be held personally and fully liable for a theft of funds in the special maritime jurisdiction. For having taken a promissory note, excuse me, and not credited the account. They need to post the credit. In case you don't know what a credit is, folks, a credit is an increase in liabilities, and a debit is an increase in assets. Very strange double bookkeeping, double entry bookkeeping. And when you think about it, you'll understand that double entry bookkeeping was the veil that made possible the theft of all property in 1933. We'll pick this up after the break, my friends. It's now 2:19 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
625.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Ching. Folks, welcome back to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me. And, folks, we're discussing here some plaintiff procedures. And believe me, based upon my discussions with numerous well-intentioned patriots around the world, I can tell you this, the patriot community needs these procedures. This is essential stuff. Because if you imagine this, my friends, imagine if you became skilled at fighting as a plaintiff in a pure admiralty setting with all of your cases being by confession of judgment. Just imagine what a powerhouse you would become in your personal dealings, commercial dealings. Now, after asking for relief and asking for the show cause order, we then put a little section in that says judicial notice. We gave notice of certain things. These are things we've used in other documents over the years. But there's one here that I thought you might find of interest. And this is something, excuse me, that we are going to talk about heavily at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in October. Because this is where you separate the creditors from the debtors, right here. Judicial notice. It is the law of the claim, in parentheses, exhibit whatever, and that would be a copy of the UCC-1, or perhaps a copy of the security interest, or both, that any attempt, that any attempt to subrogate the benefits and privileges of the claim, with a capital C, your claim against your debtor, will be accepted at full personal liability. The co-claimant fee for the privilege of being joined to the claim has been previously established by the parties at $50 million per impairment or stultification of the debtor and or creditor thereunder. In parentheses, exhibits F and G, close parentheses. Any such party is entitled to receive a timely, any such party is entitled to timely receive a true bill and opportunity to pay the fee or participate in a commercial lien against the said party's personal liability. So there it is. Sort of a nice way of saying that we'll send out a true bill the very day for $50 million, the very day that you indicate to us that you wish to become a co-claimant. And how do you do that? By impairing my claim. It's one thing to make a claim against a straw man when I have a pre-existing claim. If you engage in any sort of commerce or business with my debtor, you become my debtor, because if you're looking to secure funds from him, they belong to me first. I'm first in line perfected. If you're seeking to give funds to the debtor, they belong to me and you're my debtor. Either way, you're my debtor. That's sort of a funny principle, isn't it? It's almost like a perpetual motion machine. I don't care if you're heading north or south, you're stopping off back east to visit me. And so that's an important clause to put in here, because it puts the offending party, and I don't care if it's a judge, I don't care if it's an FBI agent, I don't care if it's the president of the United States Federal Corporation, it puts them into my grasp in commerce. And commerce is its own set of laws. It has nothing to do with their statutory nonsense. In commerce, we don't need a law library with perhaps 100 million written pages that no one will read and are there solely, when you think about it, what's the only possible reason all of those laws can be written, those rules, regulations, statutes, laws, nonsense? It's to dissuade people from reading them so that you must use an attorney who hasn't read them either and doesn't understand them for the purpose of continuing the facade and transferring the wealth. That's fine. I don't say that pejoratively. I'm not being judgmental here. That's just the way it is. Basic common sense, logic and reasoning would be offended to draw any other conclusion. But in commerce, I don't need all of that. I could write the rules of commerce on a single sheet of paper. I could write them on the bottom of my feet. And you'll hear, Judge, here are the rules. Let me take my shoe and sock off a minute. Can you read that? Might not go over too well. But anyway, this is how we might construct. We might construct a petition for summary judgment. Now, when we come back from the break in the next segment, we're going to discuss how you don't even have to construct a complaint. This one document can do the whole thing. And the name of that process is called summary judgment in lieu of complaint. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? Summary judgment in lieu of complaint. Four or five quick pages, ready to go at your whim. Everybody should have one of these in a six gun. and we'll discuss it when we return. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome, my friends. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a very tardy Dr. Sam Kennedy. My apologies, folks. It is now 1:33 Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, October 6th. You are no longer listening to a rebroadcast. We had a power outage, folks, and the internet went down. And I'm situate in seclusion in preparation for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat this Thursday. So I have no cell phone reception where I'm located, and I had to hop in a car and break many of those. My straw man broke many of those traffic laws you're in presently in conflict with to find a location where we could bring you come hell or high water. Take No Prisoners. And I'd like to thank my producer, John, for covering so nicely for us. Well, friends, as I said, today is Saturday, October 6th, and I haven't the foggiest what we'll be talking about. Clearly, my It's time for a new host. I think you need to replace me. So why don't we start with a couple of announcements? I know that Roberta is swamped with people who are trying to gain admission to the Lowell Merchant Leadership Retreat. And I took a little trip to Albany, New York this past week. And we've tried to arrange some additional space. We're doing that by transforming the front of the room from classroom style with tables into theater style. And I sent an email out asking if people would volunteer for those seats. I received some very gratifying responses, received a couple who were not the least bit happy about that, and I can certainly understand it. It's the idea of spending 5 days sitting theater style with a pad on your lap may not be that attractive to people. And it might not be to me if I was in that position, although I'm on my feet lecturing the whole time, day and night, so that's a whole other perspective. But most of the responses that we received were actually quite gratifying. And the couple of people who were displeased with that, by all means, we're not going to force you into those seats. I fully understand, and make sure to target yourself on one of the table seats. Now, one or two people said, well, the theater seats should be moved to the back because they're for the hardship people. Well, everybody in that room is in some kind of hardship, and we would never wish to discriminate between parties who are living in a garage and don't have food to put on the table the next day from people who might be in a more advantageous situation. But here's a few examples of some of the responses that we received. I would be glad to assist any way I can. And that was from a fellow by the name of Guy. I'm just going to leaf through a few of these. I would like to sit up front. That would not be a problem with me. And that's from Ross. And the email on this connection is very slow, but let's see what else we can come up with. Someone said, Sam, anything to help anyone else out. That's very nice. And here's another one. This is from David. Hi, Sam. Whatever I can do to help is fine by me. God bless. Here's one from a Phil. Sam, I agree. I am willing to give up the classroom setting in order to accommodate those in need. And that's where we were hoping for the sense of spiritual awakening that people report experiencing at the last conference, hopefully at the upcoming retreat. Hello, I would be willing to take you up on your offer of front row seating. I admire those who are less fortunate than I that have the will to keep going. That's lovely. That's from Roland. Thank you, Roland. We appreciate those sentiments. That's one more and then we'll wrap up on this. This is fine with me. I'll seat in the floor to learn. Just tell me to bring my pillow. That's from Rio. That's refreshing. This almost feels like the final scene from It's a Wonderful Life, folks. It's nice to have these, it's nice to associate with the kinds of men and women who have that sense of volunteerism and service to their fellow men and women. And it warms my heart, so thank you very much. So Roberta is juggling numbers, and please, my friends, please take it easy on poor Roberta. We have a very specific protocol we drew up to prevent the sort of nightmare registration scenarios we faced before. We've actually had people show up with no identification, no admission tickets, no registration, by the dozens, and then have their friends notarize documents right in the hallway. And that nonsense simply won't fly with the size crowd that we're expecting and the material that we'll be covering. There's a Steve who's out there who a number of people have asked us to accept, and I know we have tried. However, when Roberta has problems, she sends the emails across my desk, so that clutters me up even more. And I have seen that some people are just saying, well, we've decided to do this or that. My friends, if you're not properly registered and you travel to visit us from China, we won't be able to make space for you. And that's not because I'm a nasty guy. We have no space. We cannot manufacture what doesn't exist. We all like to follow the law, right? People say, what's the matter, Sam? You think you're above the law? And I always tell them, no, I believe I need to follow the law of gravity, the law of momentum, the law of do unto others, and all of God's laws. Now, whether or not I choose to follow regulations that state that I'm required by virtue of my birth to limit the amount of water in my toilet to 1.5 liters, that's a whole different story. And if you choose to follow such things, well, have a nice day. If you want to live your life guided by a bunch of people that you've never met who have never walked in your shoes, go right ahead. I don't choose to live my life that way. In this circumstance, for this registration, the law that we can't violate is that two things can't exist in the same place at the same time. Now, actually, Einstein has suggested that that's not true. But for now, on a macro scale, that's the operational procedure. Those are Sam's Roberts rules of order for this meeting. We can't squeeze you in. We're beyond squeezing. My apologies. And therefore, I would very much like to assist people under those circumstances, but it's beyond us. In addition, I'll be tied up in getting the facility ready. And the reason I say that is that the hotel has rented out the conference hall the day before. They were not supposed to do that. So we only have the night before to prepare for the onslaught of all of you fine patriots who are expecting a wonderful experience. So I'm just not available to break away every 5 minutes to run into the registration rooms and make sure that things are going the way they should. So please, you must get your forms back and close out your registration and take care of the donation. I think Roberta set a deadline of 3 p.m. today, and if you haven't, she will be giving the space to someone who is very needy of the information, and with hopefully with everyone's understanding. Anyway, that said, we might want to reannounce that P-File, P as in Peter, F-I-L-E, at Hush.com is operational. They are a small organization that is accomplishing county filings in their locale and apostilles at the state level for patriots in need of those services. And I've already had some good feedback and reports back on that, and I'm looking forward to further kudos on their behalf, because I know a lot of people email me all during the week in need of that sort of service. Probably a day doesn't go by that people don't send me an email asking for my assistance, either in serving process, in filing documents, or in securing apostille. So we're so glad to have them, and we're glad that the feedback has been positive. Folks, if you need a notary, a BIC experienced notary, not if you need someone to train you in BIC, but if you need a notary, then you would want to send an email to notarydepot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com, and they'll be able to help you out. We've had excellent feedback for quite a lengthy period of time regarding those folks as well. Lastly, let me just mention that the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar is available, audio and documents by CD, from Brian at TakeNoPrisoners@Hush.com.
BrianHenry.com or directly from Brian's address. Best that you get that from Brian. But we have had tremendous feedback on that seminar and on that course, and I'm so pleased to make it available. Yes, we're charging a few bucks. I am nonetheless thrilled at the real-world, tangible, technological methods and procedures that anyone who is under the gun, other than in a criminal case, but facing collection, foreclosure, tax situations, can immediately execute. You can have a bankruptcy petition in on a morning's notice and then get the schedules in at your leisure and structure it just the way you like and clean up your security agreements. And you can really, really buy yourself some time or force the trustee to collect on your commercial liens. And we've discussed that at length. We're going to review that some more, perhaps as this program unfolds. So that said, the phone lines are open. Probably no one's going to call in because you all probably have hung up, believing that this was going to be a rebroadcast of the 2 hours. Shows you. Pays to hang around. But we'll be happy to take whatever calls do appear, and this is a golden opportunity because for once you're able to get through the phone lines. Jack from Texas, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Thank you for joining us. Jack, you win the award for stick-to-itiveness.
Okay. Well, my question is, I'm scheduled for the conference next week. I've got your CD, the Loaded for Bear tutorial, I guess.
Yes.
I've been trying to make my way through that. In all honesty, I feel like a grade schooler getting ready to go to college.
Well, let me help you out, okay? Let me give you a table of contents, sort of, to what I think people need to do if they're new to commerce, and then we'll find out a little more about you, Jack. But while we have you hot to trot on the phone here, might I suggest, number one, you visit folder 4. That's the commercial folder. Now, those who don't know Loaded for Bear, that was the name of the seminar in Rockland, Massachusetts. Probably that's what we should call it on the air. And that was a 2-day seminar in which I explored the possibilities of combining constitutional approach, which we reviewed in day 1, with commercial approach, which we reviewed in day 2. And the day 2 material is in folder 4, Jack, for all you folks who have Rockland out there, and I know it's had wide distribution. And in folder 4, in fact, let me open it, you will find a couple of administrative remedies at the what we would call the root level of folder 4. Let me just see if I can find it and get it up on screen. Here it is. Those are numbered, number 1 and number 2. Excuse me, number 2 and number 3. And those are extensive, and I do mean extensive administrative processes that include everything that we would normally consider executing when we communicate as a standing court, as a foreign entity, as a free sovereign with a fictional official. And so if you study those administrative remedies, the letter rogatory that's within them, Jack, we tend to call that a foreign advisory.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now you say folder 4. I'm looking at it now. It's titled...
In folder 4, it would be the administrative process to pay court cases, which is labeled number 2, and number 3, the administrative processes to pay tax offers. And there are choices within some of those folders as well. But if you focus in on any of the main files within those, you will be reading an administrative process. And an administrative process is nothing more than a private procedure, the same, very similar to, and the same in concept as any written process that a government agency might initiate with you. When they send you an invitation to appear for a grand jury or They send you an offer to send in a tax return or any other kind of communication requesting you to act. They have begun a private administrative process, and your defaulting on that process is why they move ahead. These administrative processes mirror those administrative processes. And when you read them in folder four, you'll be able to see the way I tend to go about those procedures. We send the notary a detailed letter as to how to proceed if we don't have a local notary. Then the notary has a letter of due presentment, and it also might include a demand for payment. So she might say, based upon my authority under Massachusetts statute such and such, I am sending you the following documents. I am making due presentment of the following with demand for payment on bonded promissory note number such and such. So it would be a simple one-page letter from the notary, a letter of due presentment, and that would be followed by a notary's certificate of service, which would list the contents of that mailing. And that's worth going over because that's really a pocket overview of all of the materials that one might have available to them within that administrative process. It might include, as an example, Jack, a self-executing confession of judgment, a self-executing power of attorney, a self-executing notice of intent to institute remedy. It might include a schedule of default confessions, facts, admissions, and stipulations that the recipient of this process would be stipulating to 10 days later if they fail to respond and the notary so certifies that failure to respond. So all of those goodies are included in there, and if you're familiar, not necessarily with the contents of those goodies, but with the procedures and have a general understanding of what we're doing. Well, I see here, Sam's asking the notary to send out a fairly substantial presentment. And then 10 days later, he's asking the notary to issue this certificate of non-performance. But I see along with the certificate of non-performance that the notary is also including a copy of Schedule D, default stipulations, a copy of Schedule C, confession of judgment, a copy of the self-executing power of attorney. So I see we're giving them a second chance. Oh, and look at that. There's a three-day offer of immunity or a civil assessment going along with that. If you're able to pocket that information so you understand procedure, then we'll take care of the rest when we're discussing content.
Okay. All right, two other questions real quick. Do you necessarily need a laptop to be able to effectively be in this training session?
In the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. And
right.
The answer is no. In fact, we are discouraging any sort of computerization during the conference because it really taxes the facilities and the neighbors and the view of others and that lovely Windows chime that we've all grown to love. And we're advocating hand notes. Now, if someone is like me and able to type as fast as someone else can speak and wishes to take the notes on a computer, have at it, by all means. But no, most people will be taking hand notes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I just never have had a need for a laptop. I always have a home PC, of course. But and this the donation, of course, is paid at the door, correct?
Those arrangements are taken up with Roberta, and some of that there is a deposit to hold the space, and that is extremely important. Have you taken care of the deposit?
Yeah, I've got the confirmation.
Well, the confirmation is not the deposit. The registration process is three steps, and let me suggest to you, Jack, and everyone else, that Roberta means business when she says at the top of every one of those emails, please read this email and attachment carefully. If you do that, you'll be right up to speed. I know because I wrote the emails, and I wrote the registration materials. There is a progression here The deposit is critical, not because we're money hungry. I have a vow of poverty. People know money passes through my hands to other organizations. I am blessed that the Lord has blessed me with the ability to assist those and to support the numbers of households that I do as well. Right now, currently, I'm supporting 5 separate households, and that's also part of the ministry. So I'm blessed to have that opportunity. But what the deposit prevents is what we experienced a number of months ago, where 20 people who had reserved their spaces for 3 months bowed out the day before, and a number of people who needed those seats were not able to attend. They couldn't afford the increased airfare. They couldn't set time aside from work on short notice. So if the deposit is not in as required by 3 p.m. today or later for those who have registered later, those arrangements are up to Roberta, then those positions are going to be given to others.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I sent in the $95 deposit.
You bet. So that should take care of it, and then you have an admission ticket in your hands.
Right, yeah,
which,
to be notarized.
Yeah, we ask all people to notarize that in their home state. Now, this
right.
may all seem very anal, but let me tell you, you haven't experienced what we've experienced. We had 15 people show up for the collecting and bankruptcy seminar unregistered because friends of theirs had dispensed the registration forms. It was a nightmare, and I had to deal with it personally, and I never got to prepare the first day's material that I would do the 2 hours beforehand. And there were deficiencies the first day. Our projector wasn't working properly because of it. The writing tablet wasn't working properly. We had to stop and delay and take additional breaks. Those things shouldn't happen. People come to a seminar, whether it's free or paid, they are entitled to my full attention. We've had registration issues previous to that where people showed up despite it's safe to say that we've been very explicit in our registration materials. Have we not, Jack?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, well, we're going to have people who are going to show up with no admission ticket, not because they forgot it. Of course, if you forget, things happen. They're going to show up with none in hand or with a blank one in hand and say, what am I supposed to do with this? I got it from Roberta. And we're not going to have a local notary there to be able to process it for them. They're going to be out of luck. And that I can't tell you how that pains me. But when we're trying to service this number of people, many of them destitute, many of them needing our attention, we can't be distracted by people who won't take the time to appreciate the blessing of this sort of a conference. And I don't mean the blessing of Sam Kennedy. I mean the Lord has put us here at this time with this mission for some reason. This is not an easy mission. This takes every bit of energy and talent that I have, that I can muster. I'm tired. I don't think I'll be repeating it. I'm chomping at the bit to move into enforcement. In fact, I sent out another indemnity bond early this morning, and that reminds me of a great thought I had, which we'll discuss after the break. That music coming up means we're coming to the end of the first hour. Jack, stay with us. I want to give you an idea we had. Standing at the post office requesting that the postal clerk use stamps to process a registered mail package. I think everybody's going to get a kick out of this. My friends, you're listening to the first hour, which turned into a half hour, of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join me in 1 minute after the station break for the next hour of Take No Prisoners.
It's true.